Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Pete Rose had hoped that the fourth Major League Baseball commissioner to hear his plea for mercy might let him back into the game. On Monday, Commissioner Rob Manfred said no. Commentator Bill Littlefield says it's a case of failure to reconfigure.
I was a Bart Giamatti guy. I was all for a commissioner of baseball who could quote poetry at length and write essays with titles like The Green Fields of the Mind. That particular essay posited that baseball was meant to break your heart. A case can be made. It's a sentimental case, but so what? Anyway, Giamatti made it. But even back in 1989, when Commissioner Giamatti banished Pete Rose forever from the game that's meant to break your heart, I wondered about Giamatti's injunction from on high. Rose would remain in baseball purgatory, undeniably famous, but locked out of the Hall of Fame, until, as the commissioner told him, you reconfigure your life. Pete Rose has always been sui generis, which would have been Bart Giamatti's way of saying he was one of a kind. Not with respect to his gambling. Lots of players have gambled. And not with respect to his hustle. Lots of players have hustled, both between the lines and beyond, though perhaps none as single-mindedly as Rose. But Pete's also been a throwback to the time when ballplayers were regarded as rascals and reprobates. I've followed Rose's post-baseball career from a distance. I've read a lot about him, and I've seen him at events from time to time, most recently in June of 2014 at a minor league ball game in Connecticut, before which Rose entertained a couple of rows of reporters in folding wooden chairs in right field with the same old jokes and tired lines he was using in his day job, which is signing and selling his stuff in Las Vegas. At no time has it seemed likely to me that Pete Rose would reconfigure his life, whatever that might have meant to Bart Giamatti. But Commissioner Rob Manfred's conclusion this week that Rose presented, quote, an unacceptable risk to baseball, takes the original mandate to reconfigure a step further into Wonderland. Pete Rose is a risk to nobody who's been paying attention, because they know what they're getting when they're getting Pete. He's a 74-year-old self-aggrandizing jerk who's made his living on the fringes of baseball since he got shut out of the main event, because what else was he going to do? Go to law school? I've written before that Pete Rose ought to be in the Hall of Fame, since he is justifiably famous, and it is not the Hall of Admirable People. But perhaps the time for that argument is past. Four commissioners have said no, and the current guy finds him risky. What's left to say? Have a good rest of your life, Pete. At this point, you can have it unapologetically.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, check out this week's show. We'll hear the tale of college basketball player Joe Sharkey. He was assaulted without provocation 2 years ago, which nearly cost him his life, but did end his playing career. We'll also hear a newly discovered recording of James Naismith, the putative inventor of basketball. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.